6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Yes, it's me with a little bit of chest congestion, but I'm still going to manage to get through and welcome all of you to the Power Hour. The Power Mall this week, we've got two different products, 10% off, Miracle 2, of course, and Willard Water. And that must mean we're going to have them on the show at some point in time this week, so it's going to be a good thing. Get a little education at the same time. In our next hour, we're going to be joined by Andy Thomas, who operates a website called truthagenda.org, and he's going to be talking about conspiracy theories. What makes them that way? Maybe we could sift through some propaganda, because there's all sorts of conspiracy theories that we all think are occurring in real life, and we're trying to figure out how and why they're happening. So we're going to be discussing that in our second hour. It's going to be pretty crazy. He's got a new book out called The New Heretics, and we'll be dealing in that. And, of course, for those of you who you saw the cup of coffee banner pop up on the Power Hour when you dialed in, you can buy us a cup of coffee or become a team member here on the Power Hour. We'd love to have you as a member of Power Hour Nation. You can pick your poison and help us out, because that's how we stay on the air. We appreciate you. And, hopefully God has blessed America over the weekend, and we've recovered somewhat from all of the negativity from the previous week, right? We have an open line, in case you want to comment. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And we've got a little world news we want to subject you to. At least we're not going to do the entire story, but we do let you know that if you're getting the email blast, you can click on the blast and you can get as much of the news or as little of the news as you want, in addition to listening to parts of the archive segments that we replay here. Ukraine and Poland have agreed on joint customs control. They're going to establish a joint border customs control network and work on a shared railway company to ease the movement of people and increase Ukraine's export potential. Ukraine and Poland, of course, Zelensky and Duda, their leaders, touted the increased cooperation between the countries during a meeting in Kiev on Sunday, with Duda offering Warsaw's backing for the embattled neighbor. Polish-Ukrainian borders should unite, not divide, according to Poland's president. He became the first foreign leader to give a speech in person to the Ukrainian parliament since Russia's February 24th invasion. Shanghai, in the meantime, has taken a huge economic hit because of a nearly two-month-long lockdown. We knew that was going to happen, right? The total industrial output in Shanghai fell by 61.5% year over year. The expert pointed out the Chinese Communist regime's lockdown under the zero COVID policy has crushed investors' confidence. Investors no longer want to play in China anymore. They want to pull the plug on all of that stuff. All their investments. It's kind of crazy. There's a story out this morning. I didn't put it on my email blast because it was a little too disgusting to find out some of the stuff coming from China being claimed as faux fur was actually obtained from domestic cats. And I'm going to leave it up to you to think about how they got the fur off the domestic cat. It wasn't pretty, let me tell you that. In the meantime, Belgium has become the first country in the world to introduce a mandatory 21-day monkeypox quarantine for those who contract the virus after several cases were found. The White House official, doesn't say who, is warning that more U.S. cases are likely. Oh, so here's another future pandemic of monkeypox, right? What other propaganda are they going to try to scare us with? What do you think the chances are of getting monkeypox? You really got to get up close and personal to somebody. And if you notice, if you go look up monkeypox and you see what the pox looks like, similar to smallpox, it's got these little like blisters on the skin. And they eventually rupture and turn into pockmark type things. It's not fatal. 4% of the people that get it die. So, you know, you got to wonder whether or not the World Health Organization is warning that monkeypox could accelerate during the coming summer months. Israel, of course, said it might be affected. It's a disease, not a pandemic. It's a known disease with light symptoms, according to their scientists. So much for monkeypox. You're the monkey in the White House, you know, the lame-o with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. He ordered $119 million worth of monkeypox vaccine. I didn't even know there was a vaccine for monkeypox. I knew there was one for smallpox and might have cancer in it. Yeah, put cancer cells in it. What a great way to see. They've been thinking ever since this stuff came out about how to reduce the population. So, well, you take that for what it's worth. I take it with a grain of salt. Monkeypox, my butt. All right. So quit playing with your banana and let's concentrate on the world news here, Krieger. All right. Labor Party in Australia. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is going to become the 31st prime minister and the fourth person to lead Labor to government from opposition since World War II after outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceded defeat on May 21. So it looks like the Labor Party is coming in. Wow. Liberal Party lost at least 15 seats, seven of them going to Labor. People obviously are getting a little tired of the woke stuff, even over there. Oh, let's have seven boosters. What do you say? That makes sense, right? Kill some more Aussies. Hey, they're expendable, right? I mean, we're all looking at the same picture. It's what they're trying to do to everybody. We talk about redistribution of wealth. That's socialism, right? But when it happens from a rigged economic system, well, Oxfam International, it's a research outfit, warned and basically claimed that pharma, food, energy, and tech sectors are all profiting from the world's pain. There have been so many billionaires made because of the rigged economic system. And, of course, this particular charity, Oxfam, warned all the people at the ultra-rich Swiss Davos conference. The report is titled Profiting from Pain. It was timed with the first World Economic Forum to be held face-to-face since COVID-19 began. Oxfam called on the wealthy and powerful individuals gathering this week in Switzerland to choose whether they wanted to be proxies for the billionaire class who plunder their economies or act in the interest of humankind. I already know how that's going to go over. I think we all do. They don't listen to charity. Like Klaus Schwab said, we are going to change you. That's what they're going to do. We're going to start with the jab. And when that doesn't work, we're going to turn you into Soylent Green. Yeah. So all of these people, I forget what the amount of the wealth of billionaires now, 13.9% of global GDP, up from 4.4% in 2000. Food and agribusiness billionaires saw a 45% increase of their wealth over 2 years. You see, you get in the right sectors, and you can become a billionaire. And you profit off of other people's misfortune. See, the super rich have rigged the system with impunity for decades. Now they're reaping the benefits, according to the director of Oxfam, Gabriela Bucher. They have seized a shocking amount of the world's wealth as a result of privatization and monopolies, gutting regulation of workers' rights while slashing or stashing their cash in tax havens, all with the complicity of governments. We should expect no less. We already told you about Biden sounding an alarm on monkeypox. He gets freaked out and orders $119 million, wastes tax dollars on virus, you know, on vaccines. Yeah, let's get a vaccine. There's a vaccine for it. Somewhere, the vaccine for it. We'll figure it out. We'll make one up. We'll tell everybody, you know, it's a monkeypox vaccine, and even though it's the COVID jab, we'll just give it to them anyway. They don't know any different. We'll tell them it's safe and effective. How about that? As of May 21st, here's the numbers. 80 cases of monkeypox have been reported in Australia, the U.S., Canada, and Europe. 80 cases. WHO has said it's working to investigate another 50 suspected cases. It's the ones we just told you about. All right. So 80 people, 50. That's 130 people. All of a sudden now, they're looking to scare us. Read between the lines, of course. If anything you have to add, 844-769-2944. New York has declared a state of emergency over the ongoing nationwide baby formula crisis. They're trying to combat profiteering on scarce products. The move was announced by Mayor Eric Adams yesterday, giving the city's Department of Consumer and Worker Protection the power to prevent price gouging. They're going to be going from store to store, cracking down on retailers that are marking up their baby formula because struggling mothers will pay. And the feds have halted sales of homemade guns before the August rule is implemented. According to BATF, you know, the jackbooted fascists that attacked Waco. According to BATF, JSD Supply has been ordered to stop selling its products. The move comes more than 3 months before Biden's controversial ghost gun regulation goes into effect. It's expected to be challenged in court, by the way. It bans the business of manufacturing unserialized buy-build-shoot kits that can be purchased without a background check. These so-called ghost guns contain parts that can be assembled into a gun. Well, duh. These kits will now be considered firearms under the Gun Control Act. That's the new thing that's probably going to be struck down. ATF has held kits which include all the components necessary to produce a functional firearm, including the jig or template used to finish the unfinished frame or receiver, the slide assembly, the necessary components to complete the time frame or complete the frame or receiver are themselves properly classified as firearms under the Gun Control Act, according to the letter. Specifically, these kits are a weapon that may be readily converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive. Uh-huh. Well, I wonder how familiar they are, or how familiar you are with a little 12-gauge little item you put in your 12-gauge shotgun called Dragon's Breath. You ever seen them? Three rounds for $25. They're kind of expensive, but boy, when they hit the target, kaboom, sets them on fire. Never seen them? Go on YouTube and look up Dragon's Breath demonstrations. It'll blow your mind. It's a technology today. Isn't it amazing how it's increased? Speaking of what hasn't increased, well, the number of days since Biden has given a media interview. Yeah, 100 days. What milestone? Like we want to hear that gas bag? Last time he participated in a sit-down with was NBC News anchor Lester Holt. Oh, no, there's a guy you want to get in a conversation with. He hasn't had any extensive interviews with any major media. And we're talking about all the mainstream media here. We're not talking about the back channels. He wouldn't dare show up on those places. They'd string him up, figuratively, of course. Since taking office in January last year, he's only conducted 23 interviews, the lowest among the past seven American presidents. And, you know, when you look at his mental acuity, you know why. I would love to see Biden on the Howard Stern show. Let's see where that goes. They could bring on a stripper. Joe will probably want to get on a dance pole with her. You know, the kind of guests that Howard Stern has on his show. That should be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, Howard likes Biden, so they would get along very well. Elon Musk, his latest quote, "There will be blood." He is assembling a hardcore legal team of street fighters who will report directly to him. He is looking at initiating and executing lawsuits for people that are defaming him. He is going after this sexual harassment claim against the, what they are. I guess it's Musk that coined the term elongate, or is it elongate? Interesting. Sexual harassment, and they're calling it elongate. Or elongate. You can pronounce it two different ways. It would have some sort of innuendo to some people. Most notably, the billionaire picked a fight with the Clinton campaign May 20th. Bottom line, a prominent lawyer working for the Clinton campaign fabricated Russia-Trump collusion using a retired MI6 spy and some actual Russians. This is not okay, Musk said in a tweet. See, the more he talks, the more people try to demonize him, and that's what's been going on now. He pretty much has said that this sexual harassment lawsuit, which allegedly happened long ago, gee, how timely is that? When you want to demonize somebody, just say he's a pedophile or, just claim some sort of thing demonizing him. This is what the media did at, and they pick up on this stuff and run it, whether it's got any truth to it or not. And for those of you who don't believe me, I have two words to say. Kyle Rittenhouse. You want to talk about demonization? That's what I'm talking about. That's that sort of thing. The more he tries to stand up for freedom, the more they're going to come at him. That's just the way it works in this country. They are there to demonize weapons of mass distraction, folks. Several Republican senators have signaled they're going to work to stop the passage of legislation approved by the House that would authorize special offices within several government agencies to investigate alleged domestic terrorism, warning that such measures could be weaponized against the public. This, according to Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, told The Hill. Comparing it to the Patriot Act, a disinformation governance board that was set up under the Biden administration before it was put on pause, this particular bill is like the disinformation board on steroids. Another way to look at it is the Patriot Act for American citizens. You know, it was on the shelf. I mentioned this, too, in my workshop, my seminar, my 15 minutes of fame on the stage at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach last week. The Patriot Act was a result of September 11th. They had to create a false flag attack. It's not a conspiracy theory. Look what happened. We got cause and effect. The Patriot Act was sitting on the shelf. It had already been drafted by Mike Chertoff and others. It had been sitting on the shelf forever and a day, waiting for the right opportunity, but they had to engineer it in such a way that they could cover up their tracks. Yeah, we need to create some instability in the Middle East. Let's go attack Saddam. We're going to point a finger at him. We're going to demonize him in the media. We're going to say he's got weapons of mass destruction. He got all the people out there of draft age to enlist in the military to go over there and kick some Iranian ass or whatever the case may be, Iraqi. You see how they rally the troops? It's like Wag the Dog, the movie. Remember Old Brown Shoe when they threw the brown shoes over the wire? They just went around the city and just started throwing shoes with shoelaces over power lines. And then they started playing on the radio, Old Brown Shoe. Ah, yeah, just makes you all emotional, makes you do stupid stuff, like overreact. And then you go over to Iraq and get blown up by an IED. That makes a whole lot of sense. And, of course, you get people. I would love to get Toby Keith on the show since he writes all these American Red, White, and Blue songs and see exactly what his thought processes were if he were confronted with the fact that this whole thing about false flag attack and the Patriot Act was put there to restrict our movements as well. Because with that, we have TSA. You didn't have that before. When you go through TSA at the airport, do you feel a little more secure? Standing there, putting your hands over your head. That's why I said, go watch the Dale Jones video where he talks about, you can see it on YouTube if you can get YouTube, Dale Jones, comedian. And you can watch him because he talks about standing in one of these X-ray machines at the airport, and he says, well, I'm going to put on a show if I'm going to stand here. And he starts dancing around yelling at Burns, turn it off. So I could just imagine how that would go down. Of course, if the TSA doesn't have much of a sense of humor, especially if you start saying things that are along the same lines as what a domestic terrorist would say. Yeah, they don't like you using the B word going through the airport. Yeah, they will put you in handcuffs and haul you away just by opening your mouth at an airport. But I really feel secure, don't you? Hawley is claiming the measure that they're trying to get passed is designed merely to target Republicans and conservatives, although the alleged Buffalo gunman Peyton Gendron wrote a manifesto attributed to him that he wasn't a conservative and appeared to have some Marxist-aligned viewpoints. Gendron described himself as a white supremacist. We're talking about the Buffalo shooter here. He said he was targeting the supermarket because black people frequenting the establishment. So we know what is going to happen to Gendron. They're going to get a major prison sentence for that moron. A federal court judge has blocked a second state from banning puberty blockers, other gender-changing drugs and surgeries for minors. After being passed into law by 66-28 vote, the Alabama Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act went into effect on May 7th. Less than a week later, a Trump appointee, U.S. District Court Judge Lyles Burke, blocked the new law, saying it was likely unconstitutional. So what does that mean? That means that your kid can go out, say that I have been a boy or I have been a girl ever since birth, and I can therefore have a sex change, and I need to take puberty blockers to keep me from manifesting traits from my sex that I was born with. World's getting a little more evil there, folks. I'm glad that's all we had to cover as far as today's most important national news stories. Coming up to the break at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to come back and talk about this thing with Goldman Sachs telling its own investors how to prepare clients for a recession. Yeah, we all know that, right? We've been through it before. It's cyclical. It'll continue to happen. As long as we have a Federal Reserve Bank that manipulates interest rates, and we have billionaires and politicians who are corrupt in Washington, and we keep reelecting these rhinos and liberals, nothing is going to change. Definition of insanity repeated. 28 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., we will be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Welcome back to this segment of the Power Hour. We were talking before the break about Goldman Sachs releasing a recession manual. Prepared clients for a downturn, really? Remember way back when, before the 2008 market crash, how Goldman Sachs was selling its junk? I'm talking about all those bonds that they knew were toxic. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, Goldman Sachs is, they're still around, believe it or not. But what was amazing was that Goldman Sachs was able to sell its junk, knowing it was junk, to all these investors and get away with it. See, when you're connected into places, high places in government, it's amazing what you can get away with. So, you know, whether they're telling them how to invest in a different way, shape, or form is here nor there. Basically, if you're a Goldman Sachs client, I feel sorry for you because I don't like the big banks. I don't like the fact that they were allowed to get into the securitization market. That happened as a result of the Glass-Steagall Act being repealed by the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act and signed into law by President, you know who, Slick Willie. You see, when you let these people control what's going on and you want them to screw with your pocketbook and transfer wealth, this is what happens. This is the end result. So I guess, you know, a majority of us who have common sense understand not to take Goldman Sachs advice. I wouldn't even be in the markets right now. In fact, I'm personally not in the markets right now. I'm out of the markets completely. They're too volatile. I've actually, and I'm not a financial advisor, but, you know, I'm suggesting the next time you're shopping for silver coin, and I'm talking about junk silver in dimes, quarters, and halves, forget the Morgans and all the rest of those silver dollars, because it's just, you know, too much money. They want like $25, $26 for a dollar. That's a bit much. You know, for 27 bucks, you can get, you know, at least a couple ounces face value of silver right now. Good to have about $1,000 face value in the home. That's a lot of silver and it's a lot of money. A lot of people can't afford that. And I just say, look, you know, it's your future. You decide how you want to do it. But see, here's the thing about silver versus buying stocks in the stock market. That's all on paper, right? All paper. They're pushing paper and you're part of it. Silver has intrinsic value like gold. It has intrinsic value, and you basically just turn around and you can trade that for something and know that there's a store of value inside of that metal. It's a precious metal. That's why they Chase is trying to short the markets. They're always trying to do something. So, yeah, we've got that Goldman Sachs article on our email blast. You can read it and take from it what you will. In mid-February 2022, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration shut down Abbott Nutrition's infant formula manufacturing facility in Sturgis, Michigan, resulting in a severe shortage of formula across the U.S. as labeling regulations bar most infant formula from other countries to be imported. Well, you know, if they knew that this was a problem, and they knew shutting this plant down was going to be a problem, maybe they should have had alternate means of supply. Maybe other manufacturers of infant formula should have taken a cue from that and says, hey, you know what? We need to start up a plant. And, you know, it seems like Abbott, there's a bit of room for competition here. Whenever there's a shortage and you have a solution, wouldn't that be amazing? But, of course, you've got on May 16, 2022, the Biden administration announced it reached a deal to reopen the Abbott plant in about 2 weeks, which means that shelves are going to be restocked another 6 to 8 weeks. Well, in the meantime, they want to crack down on price gouging to discourage hoarding and reselling at higher prices, of course. While that may solve the problem in the short term, doesn't do anything to address the underlying problem, which is the fact the U.S. market is being monopolized by three companies, Abbott, Mead Johnson, and Gerber. So you got monopolies controlling the supply. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've included a video on their Weston A. Price Foundation baby formula. Recipes for superior and healthy homemade infant formula are included in that. And, you know, we've talked before about the incredible edible egg. Well, Egg Crackdown, a CBC Marketplace report, investigates the marketing of supermarket eggs and visits egg producers to get a firsthand look at what the company's label actually means. So you want to know about eggs? Let's talk about eggs. I'm not talking about the ones that are reproductive. I'm talking about the ones that you crack in a frying pan and you eat. I love farm fresh eggs. We've had Marjorie Wildcraft on the show multiple times. We'll get her back on again soon. And she was the one that mentioned, which I kind of thought was neat, was, you know, six hens are laying, will produce 1,500 eggs a year. That is amazing that six hens could crank out that much food. And see, you have an opportunity to use eggs as a way to make money to buy feed, bedding. They make great compost. Chicken poop does. In addition to, I mean, it's pretty much the hottest stuff, and it would work really well in your compost bin, which is exactly why I'm putting the compost bin right next to the chicken coop. So therefore, I can take the residue from the chicken coop, put it in the compost bin, along with some soil and sawdust and shredded grinds with a chipper shredder. That's my invader disposal unit. I call it a chipper shredder. Remember Fargo? Yeah. We have a solution to foreign invaders that want to trespass on the property, and they can, chipper shredders can make people disappear in a heartbeat. I'm joking. Or am I? It's amazing what chipper shredders come in handy. I mean, they'll handle 3-inch limbs. Makes you wonder about stuff like that. You know, I mean, they're not being missed anyway. If an invader's going to come over your property, it's to do bodily harm. What an interesting way. Nobody ever find them. But the egg crackdown, I know that's really twisted, isn't it? But it, you know, here's the thing. We, the people, have to start standing up and doing something, or you're going to have all of these wackos that Biden has led into the country that are convicted murderers and sex offenders running rampant all over our population. And what are we doing about it? Stand there, let them come in and do what they want? I don't think so. So back to the egg conversation. Health-conscious consumers should know what to look for when you see the words organic, free-range, pastured, and cage-free. And while you think that many of these are interchangeable, they're actually not. While organic poultry and eggs are guaranteed to be free-range as required by organic standards, free-range poultry are not required to be organic. The organic label is the only way to ensure you're getting eggs from chickens that have not been fed antibiotics for growth purposes, and this is not allowed under the organic standards, right? Overall, the cage-free and free-range labels say little and nothing about the conditions in which the chickens are raised, For the best quality eggs from the most humanly raised hens, the label you're looking for is organic and pastured. That means they get to run free in a pasture, and they get to eat the bugs and all the other feed that you give them. It's one of the reasons why there's only one person that would know the quality of the eggs that you are feeding your family, and that's you and your laying hens. You got to love it, right? We got to get back to basics here, folks. They keep saying food shortage. I don't want to be part of that. Tom in Michigan, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yes. Speaking of eggs, I'm thinking about buying some eggs. You know, I don't like them. You know, I just don't like eating them. But a guy named Dr. Wallach says, you know, you have an egg, there's everything in there that you need to make a chicken. So basically, he just says that, you know, there's a lot of nutrition in an egg, and I use them kind of medicinally. You know, a lot of times, you know, the more civilized foods like the meats and eggs and dairies, from my understanding is they work as a stimulant. So, you know, they become toxic and they become, you know, basically a stimulant to the body, and that kind of resolves the hunger issue, but it isn't really giving the person what they need. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't know, it's kind of a deal where, you know, I just try to do the best I can, you know, with how I feel. I ate some chicken medicinally last week. And,
yeah,
you know,
how about chicken soup? I'm having
working,
chicken
I'm
soup.
I'm trying to rebuild up. But, you know, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, the bodybuilders, they eat a lot of meat and that. I hardly ever eat it. But so, I mean, I felt good afterwards, and I felt like I was a lot stronger. But then it's like 2 days later, I started feeling real run down. So it's just kind of, see, the old, the idea that, you know, hundreds of years ago, foods used to be a lot more nutritious because of the, you know, I would say because of the mineral content, mostly.
Well, this is protein.
But, well, I mean, it's like, okay, if Arnold Arra used to say, teach us that if you're on a civilized diet, you're on a, you know, you're on a toxic, high friction diet, so you're going to need more protein, you know, to repair all the damage from the diet itself. And also that, you know, the digestive system, when a person's eating civilized food every day, it because the villi actually become coated with, you know, a toxic mucus that, you know, interferes with the absorption of the nutrients. And, you know, I mean, his whole deal was fasting to, you know, to get rid of, you know, the toxins and actually make the system more efficient. So he used to recommend fasting for people to gain weight and to lose weight. So, you know, the reason I was going to call was you were talking about ghost guns earlier. And real quick, I was just going to say it's already against the law to manufacture those type of guns and sell them. I mean, a person can make them for their own selves, but if they're making the guns and selling them as a business, that's already illegal.
Yep, we know that. I know there's a lot of people playing in the underground market too, buying a lot of that stuff. So. Here's the thing about egg whites. Ever heard when you leave an egg white out in the sun for days, it turns into a neurotoxin? Next best thing to curare.
Well, I've heard that the uncooked egg whites interfere with either biotin or folic acid, and that's why Dr. Wallach recommends leaving the yolk. Soft, but the white's cooked, because once the white is cooked, it basically deactivates whatever it is that interferes with the biotin. Uh-huh. You know, biotin's real important. Then he likes the cholesterol in the egg yolk because you know, the brain and a lot of other things are need cholesterol. And, I mean, he says a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away. I don't, if I eat a whole stick of butter every day, I start putting on weight like crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. But, well, here's the thing. My dad used to eat his eggs sunny side up or basted. And when he would do that, we're sitting there looking at that going, okay, here's a heart attack waiting to happen. Sure enough, he had triple bypass, lasted another 20 years, and continued to eat his eggs sunny side up, much to the chagrin of the rest of the family, because we all had to eat our eggs the way he had his eggs. Otherwise, we were bastardizing the egg. And I'm like, no, that ain't happening. They make scrambled eggs for a reason, Dad. So there you have it. The incredible edible egg story. Tom, appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Moving on to COVID. I know, something else to talk about. COVID this, COVID that. I've heard COVID to death, right? COVID sickens everybody. I don't have COVID. I just have a chest cold, okay? I'm fine. I'm not dizzy. I'm not running a fever. I just have a little bit of congestion. We've had a weather change here in Texas. It got down into the 60s from where it was. And, of course, it was windy. So whenever we have seasonal changes and temperature variations like we do, you know, these things happen. We're good. But some patients who were infected with the SARS-CoV-2 have had difficulty getting rid of some of the symptoms, such as fatigue, brain fog, heart pain. This prolonged condition is known as long COVID. Some people have had COVID vaccinations rather than infection have similar symptoms. This is due to the spike proteins that remain in the body after both the vaccination or infection with the virus. You see, that's the one thing about the bioweapon. Doesn't matter how they get it in you, as long as they get it in you. That's all that matters to them. I'm talking about Big Pharma and the hierarchy that's trying to depopulate the world. And if you constantly are having flare-ups, I would speculate here, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. Let's get that straight. I did spend time in med school, but I'm not a medical doctor, all right? I've seen medical doctors. I've seen people die on the table because somebody gave them iodinated contrast medium when they should have given them non-iodinated because they were allergic to shellfish. Nobody bothered to ask. So they lost a patient. He had a reaction right there on the table and coded. Couldn't bring him back. See, these are mistakes the medical industry makes in the process of educating people. So if you finally get around to realizing that the virus or the vaccine contains the spike protein, which is the bioweapon, well, how do we get rid of it? You get rid of the spike protein, and there's an article that we're including, Spike Protein Detox, 6 Main Medicines and Natural Compounds You Need to get rid of those spike proteins and get that long COVID out of your system. No more brain fog. No more feeling tired. No more heart pain. Part of the bigger problem with spike proteins is a number of cases and studies have shown they produce antibodies that can also cause varying degrees of damage to human cells. And see, the NAC, people are taking NAC, N-acetylcysteine, right? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration now is cracking down on NAC, claiming it's excluded from the definition of a dietary supplement, as it was approved as a new drug in 1963. And, of course, what happens? Retailers, including woke Amazon, pulled supplements containing NAC from their shelves in response. Now, according to the FDA, NAC can't be legally marketed as a supplement. Well, who cares what the FDA says? I happen to know that Whole Foods carries NAC, so if you want to go buy that stuff, it is over the counter. It sits there on a shelf, and it says NAC right on the bottle. If you feel so compelled to buy it, it's there. So, piss on the FDA, as far as I'm concerned. These people are pathological liars, just like the CDC and the NIH and Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, Dr. Anthony Mengele himself. A young boy has died after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Evidence was found in the boy suffering from heart inflammation, according to CDC researchers. The male child experienced fever 12 days after getting the dose, which was his first dose. A day later, he experienced abdominal pain and vomiting, and he died later that day. Oh, that wasn't the jab. It wasn't the jab. Yeah, right. It was a jab. Wouldn't you like to be the parents of that child? Oh, you need to go get the jab. You need to get the jab. Do your duty. You're an American if you don't get the jab. Oh, you must get the jab. We had two teenage boys previously determined to have died shortly after getting the Pfizer vaccine. Oh, well, we'll just go get the J&J or the AstraZeneca or the Moderna. Yeah. Seriously, anybody out there, especially you homeschool moms, know how safe your child is by not getting the jab. You know that is going to happen. People are going to start coming down with myocarditis. Why? There is enough evidence for that. If they're canceling out vaccines for causing 53 deaths, ask yourself the simple question, if you are pondering this logic, which I beg you to do your research. We have the smartest listeners on this program, but for those of you joining the show that don't understand the way most of us think here, we are suspicious and cynical of a lot of things. Now, we didn't normally grow up to be that way. God doesn't want us to grow up to be cynical. He wants us to give everybody a first chance. Ye shall know them by their fruits. It's one of these things we know. It's just that when logic kicks in, it should tell you, well, you know, if there's 53 deaths from this particular vaccine and the panel withdraws it from the market, then why would somebody come on and push Big Pharma to inject people with something that has been killing and adversely affecting millions of people, 2.7 to be exact, and it's still being used? There's only one logical reason for this, and that is they want to depopulate the United States of America and the rest of the world. Because especially the older folks, because see, we're the ones that are actually thinking with discernment. We see what history has shown us. Remember, like Missouri, the show me state. Yeah. We've learned a lesson multiple times in history. We know what the definition of insanity is, especially in politics. Doing the same thing for the next 10 years, we did the last 10 years, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity, and we keep doing insane things like electing the same bunch of misfits and miscreants to Congress. And until we get people that actually love America and do the right thing, this country's in trouble. The only way to change it is not to sit at home and go, well, my vote doesn't matter. No, you got to get off your duff, and you got to make sure you're registered, and you got to make sure that if you get one of these blank voter registrations in the mail, you take it with you to the polling place, and if they say, hey, we already have you as registered to vote. Really? How? Well, somebody mailed in a ballot. Nope, here's my mail-in ballot right here. It's not filled out. Somebody submitted mine, and I'm going to call 911 and bring the sheriff down here because I'm accusing you of voter fraud for even telling me somebody voted in my place. You see, this is the only way that we're going to change this nonsense to keep them from mandating crap that's going to kill our kids. And it is going to. And as news of the COVID pandemic winds down around, now we're seeing warning signs of another pandemic brewing. Warning, warning, young Will Robinson. Bird flu, avian influenza. You know, here's the thing. The stuff, natural bird flu, is notoriously harmless to humans, but Bill Gates and Fauci have for many years funded research to develop a bird flu pathogen capable of infecting humans. You see, another reason they can make money killing people. This is what they're doing. These are sick, twisted people. Brian in Missouri, welcome to the show. What say you?
Well, I want to give you a little experience I had with this whole jab business that just drives me crazy. My son, he got sick and he lost his sense of smell and taste and all that. So he went and got the PCR test and they said, oh, you have COVID. So I was around him and then I did get sick, but it wasn't that bad. I said, well, I must have this stupid COVID because I'm sick, but I'm one that can't sleep good at night. And about the only thing I noticed is that at night I slept really good and it went on for about a week or so. And man, I was just at night, I was asleep. I only had one day where I really couldn't work. So I run into these people that are wearing masks and they're bitching at me and all this. And I said, look, I said, I've had the COVID. And I said, if you get it, please call me because it was the best thing because I could really sleep good at night. So I need to get it again to get my good sleep. And you can see the expression on their face. They just don't know what to say or do.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, we're at the break, Brian. Appreciate your phone call and sharing that little tidbit of information with us. See, it all talks about natural immunity, folks, and you can get some good quality sleep, right? All right, top of the hour, next hour, we're going to be talking with the author of The New Heretics, Andy Thomas, here on the Power Hour. We have this break coming up, but you got to be back here. We'll be back in a minute.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle Two Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.